his mouth, tasting freedom while he does, then calling back. Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. How you doing, Blister Dick?
Blistering in this heat.
It's that famous Calgary heat.
The famous Calgary blister dick heat.
WrestleMania. Right. We just got finished watching. We didn't even finish.
Oh, that's the thing.
2 hours ago, we were like, okay, we got some supper. We're like, let's talk about what we're going to do in the show over supper. And for a couple minutes, we'll just have it in the background. We'll have this WrestleMania Today thing on the network. And then it was like the best thing I've ever seen WWE put on the air.
Yes.
And it's going to be, it's probably better than WrestleMania will be.
Yes.
And we watched it for like almost the whole thing. Yeah. Almost didn't record.
We honestly have
so great.
No idea when it's going to end, to be honest.
No, it was tremendous.
It was tremendous.
They had a segment with Booker T interviewing Batista. Yeah. Batista came across as the most likable guy in the world here.
Yeah,
you know, like a relaxed shoot, work shoot.
It was like an NFL Today interview. It was like Jim Nantz sitting down with, you know, with anybody.
Yeah, exactly. NFL, right? You know, and he's asking like for instance, he acts. Well, it's Booker T.
Oh, right.
He acts Batista. He gives the quote of how I'm sick and tired of Hollywood stars coming back to WWE and thinking they know more about wrestling than I do, or WWE than I do, or stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Like, he asks him about that, giving that quote, and he says, what are you thinking when he says that? And, you know, Batista's like, well, first thing I'm thinking is he's talking about The Rock.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking to myself, man, it's really nice that he thinks of me as a big Hollywood star.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like it was very strange that he was. I mean, even when he's putting down Daniel Bryan, he's kind of likable.
Yeah.
Way more likable than he's being. And they had a backstage segment, just the same type of thing, mm-hmm. with The Shield.
Oh, yeah. It's a four-part thing. We just saw part one of the four-part deal where it's just, yeah, The Shield get together talking about how, you know, they're fucking tight. They're all on the same page. They're in it together, which, I mean, could actually set up a turn.
Well, but the thing is, they said, what does The Shield really mean?
Yeah.
They're like, you could call it House of Justice, you could call it this. Like, they talked, and again, it's not scripted.
Yeah.
Like, they're just talking. Like, themselves. Like, how they would answer it. And that's what's making all, like, that's what we're saying about the network. Like, or when they had the...
Billy Gunn wasn't scripted.
Billy Gunn wasn't scripted. R-Truth came out. He's not scripted.
No, he was good.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, the scriptwriters just get in the goddamn way.
The thing that I think we were watching is that there's so much stuff that WWE has right now on there between the network and Raws and SmackDowns and such that Vince can't see and approve everything.
And the same thing with Stephanie or whatever, yeah. Like any of those, you know.
Any of the fuck-ups. and so this is... You know, stuff where this is going to happen. And it's great. It's great for the product.
It comes across like a serious sports product that's still really entertaining. Like, if you like watching NFL Today, if you like watching, like, anything like that, then this is great.
You know what this actually is, NFL Today? It actually reminds me more of the NFL on Fox.
Yes.
With Terry Bradshaw.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Guys. You know, these guys, they're still joking around together.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, but they're making points.
And everybody's, you know, yeah, Billy Gunn was amazing when they had the New Age Outlaws on. Because, you know, I mean, it's Josh Matthews is asking them questions. And in asking these questions, like, you know, how do you feel like taking on these young guys?
Yeah.
They're like, you know, insulted because they're being called old, not actually being called old and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But Billy Gunn, talk about the great blooper coming off our April Fool show.
Yeah, what did Bill? What did he did a couple of things.
What was it? He said I had.
I had hepatitis, and it was supposed to be like cephalitis or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's Billy or the Road Dog goes. goes, well, I had a bad back from falling when I ice skating.
Ice skating.
And Billy Gunn goes, yeah, and I had hepatitis.
And he goes, he didn't have hepatitis. He had said he had cephalitis. And he goes, cephalitis, that's what I meant.
It's unbelievable. So, oh, yeah. There was so many great moments. Like, yeah. This was like 2 hours of like,
watch
I'm
it.
Like, I'm
just
like,
go watch it.
Yeah, like you said it before. If you don't have the network, go get the network.
Get the fucking network, people.
Because it was great.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, like, I'm now interested in, this did more for getting me interested in watching WrestleMania. Like, they had this unbelievable video package on Andre the Giant.
Andre, neither one of us had ever seen before, which means it's
new.
Well,
it's new. Yeah, it's new.
Yeah.
Because they had recent quotes from Hulk Hogan and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And just incredible. Incredible.
They also had a promo on Hulkamania.
Yes.
And complete with the quote from Michael Cole, everything that came out of Hulk Hogan's mouth, you believed.
Well, back then.
Tremendous. Especially when he was in Arsenio.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, this was so, yeah, I mean, like, way more than anything else. So let's actually talk, let's not talk Monday because there's no point. Let's just go right to WrestleMania.
Well,
there's so much to get to.
Wait, and the breaking news as this comes out is that he's touched down in New Orleans. It's on the front of WWE.com. Stone Cold Steve Austin is in New Orleans, which we knew because he was going to the Hall of Fame. He was at the Jim Ross show. He joined Jim Ross up on stage on his Jim Ross one-man show, and he's going to be at WrestleMania, not just the Hall of Fame. He's told TMZ that he is going to be involved in WrestleMania. It was the quote that he gave to TMZ, that he's there for WrestleMania, at WrestleMania. He will be in WrestleMania in some form. Not yet announced.
We don't know how.
We don't know how yet.
Which brings in the other guy who I'm looking at right now with the signed picture you got at the Royal Rumble last year.
Yes.
Is that why he's there?
Because
he says that this gentleman will also be at WrestleMania. He's been quoted as saying that.
That CM Punk will be at WrestleMania. And
is it to set up a match for WrestleMania 31?
Punk and Austin?
Is it?
I'd do it.
Is that what they said to Punk? To, can you come back. Austin's agreed to do it with you.
Yeah. He'll also have a match.
Well, Pat Patterson. Anyway.
That's right. Well, and CM Punk now engaged to AJ. But yes.
Amazingly. Yeah.
But that's the speculation, is that Punk there's odds. There's Vegas odds, and we'll see CM Punk be at WrestleMania. And now with the Stone Cold Steve Austin thing, yeah, the speculation is starting to turn. I would love it, but I would be surprised.
I'd be surprised, too. In fact, I think AJ is gone soon, too. Just because, you know.
Yeah.
Just going to get engaged. You know, go have kids, pop a few out, you know.
Yeah.
And she'll get up, she'll be carrying, well, let's say she's carrying quadruples.
Well, she'll be like 80 pounds then.
Yeah, yeah. She'll more than double her weight.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting. But, I'm just looking for the other one that,
Other news?
Yeah, yeah. So WWE confirmed today Steve Austin told TMZ he'll be indeed appearing at WrestleMania with his role to be announced. So.
Well, he could be the host.
There you go. So.
Well, I mean, but that's the other thing is, if he's going to be there and be involved, could they actually do it?
We've also been emailed a report from the WrestleMania Reading Challenge. And I won't read it all out in here, but suffice it to say, nobody from Virginia won.
You're marking that off your news items.
No, I knocked off the Austin thing and the Punk thing. But Rock also has a cameo.
Yeah,
that
probably
is,
by video.
It is set.
But, I mean, Hulk Hogan's going to be there. Austin's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, WrestleMania 31, they're looking for something. And you never know.
You never...
It's unlikely. You never freaking know.
No, you do never know. You do never know. No.
Yeah.
But, sorry, I was looking to see if we got any more on the Facebook thing. We didn't. Yeah. All right, just tweet. So... All right. WrestleMania.
What?
WrestleMania.
It's not ECW.
He said, don't talk about the end of Raw, but we have to kind of, Raw, but we have to talk about
I don't want to go over, like, a recap of Raw, what I mean. I just want to talk about the matches. No. And that'll include, probably, if there's anything that happened on Raw. Like, for instance, Undertaker and Lesnar, what happened on Raw is relevant to the match.
Yeah, the F5, right? Yeah. So, should we get to,
We'll start wherever you want to start. We'll start with this if you want to, and then lead into
okay, let's go this, so then I don't have to find it again. We've got the untold stories on WWE.com behind 10 WrestleMania matches that almost happened.
Okay.
So, the first...
Now, this will be a lot of bullshit, but that's true. This is one I had heard about.
Yes, Mr. McMahon versus Mick Foley at WrestleMania 17.
Now, the reason this one didn't happen is true. As far as promos and the two places and time and everything like that, was the right thing. The reason this didn't happen, if I recall, is that Mick Foley was told by Vince he's too fat.
No, Foley declined the match.
Oh, did he?
I probably declined the match and was able to take part in some memorable vignettes with Mrs. McMahon.
I thought he was because he was too fat.
No, he would...
Because he was, at WrestleMania 17, the guest referee.
He was the referee, right.
Between Vince and Shane.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. We've talked this one before. That's almost a blooper.
Yeah, they went long.
Yeah.
So they couldn't go with the 10-man tag at WrestleMania 10, where it was Rick the Model Martel, Double J, IRS, and the Head Shrinkers against the Smoking Guns, Bob Sparkplug, Holly the 1-2-3 Kid, and Tatanka.
Yeah, they went long on the card and other matches and segments, and therefore they just had a backstage segment where the heel team were all arguing and couldn't get along, so they cut the match.
They couldn't decide who was the captain.
Yeah.
So the match happened the next night on Raw.
Yeah. Who was the captain that night?
There wasn't one.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy.
So I wonder if they still got the WrestleMania payday.
Well, it was WrestleMania 10, so there probably wasn't much of a payday. But I did enjoy, by the way, watching some 1993 Raw and seeing a Tatanka match and Bobby Heenan, of course, the commentator, the Pampoose to go as the finisher. Loved it. Ah, Hogan Flair. Vince didn't want... Hogan was leaving for steroids, and Vince didn't want the NWA guy beating the WWF guy.
And, well...
the worked reason, their house show matches didn't draw.
Well, and that's all... There's a level of truth to all of this, that they had the house show...
Ron match. Killings?
they had the house show matches, and everybody, a lot of people had already seen the match. So the problem was they had the house show loop... And it did well, but there was reason to believe that people wouldn't pay another time to see it.
Yeah.
Because they had already seen it. Now, if they had held off the house show matches and had just a couple just as a test run, and then done the Mania match and then had them on the house show afterwards, it probably would have been fine. But they had a lot of the major markets had already seen the match at least once, maybe often sometimes more than that.
Yeah.
Another thing was, they didn't have much chemistry together.
No.
That's another thing. Now, Vince McMahon gave the other work reason of he didn't want to have a super heavyweight in there against a guy the size of Flair. And he said, because there's about 70 pounds difference between them. He gave that work reason. Of course, Ric Flair, about 7-8 pounds more than Randy Savage. But don't worry about that part.
Yeah. Just forget about it. Yeah. Mike Tyson versus Triple H in a boxing match at WrestleMania 17.
See, I don't recall this. Of course, there was the point where we thought we'd see Mike Tyson and Hogan, and then Buster Douglas knocked him out because he had all the motivation in the world, and Mike Tyson didn't.
Yes, did not. That was in Japan, yeah.
Yeah, in Japan, yeah, Tokyo.
But, and Hunter, at this stage, actually, the match was actually supposed to be Hunter and Sean. Mm-hmm. But Sean showed up in no condition to perform. Mm-hmm. And so, but the Mike Tyson makes say, oh, good, they're getting a quote from Triple H on this. And so we know it's all true. So, yeah, this is bullshit.
Yeah. This was never, might have been thrown about once, but here's one that was true.
Razor Ramon versus Goldust in a Miami street fight. Basically, it happened in, the match was originally supposed to be Miami street fight, me and Razor somewhere on the streets of Miami by satellite during WrestleMania in Anaheim. I wasn't told much more than that, never ended up happening. I never really talked to Razor, but it just happened the next day he wasn't there, and he'd gone to WCW. And that's basically what happened is they did two things.
Well, they had set this up for months. They had set up this for months. Machismo and Ramon, at one point, I think when they started this, I think he was even IC champion.
Well, Goldust beat Razor Ramon at the Royal Rumble with the help of the 1-2-3 Kid to do it, setting up that diaper match.
That's right.
At the whatever the In Your House, No Way Out, or whatever and they called it in February.
What happened was they wanted Scott Hall to sign a new contract. When he refused, they said, "You're refusing. Okay, we're going to pull you off your biggest payday. We're going to pull you off, suspend you for 30 days for not signing a new contract, pull them off WrestleMania," which actually gave him more reason to want to leave. And also gave Kevin Nash part of the reason to want to leave. And that's true. Then they brought him back the next month, the Good Friends, Better Enemies, to put over Vader on the Vader way out.
Yeah. And
then that was it.
And
that appearance was it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, "You people know who I am, but you don't."
It didn't hurt him at all.
I'm here. No, it didn't hurt him at all. He lost a bit of a payday. The funny thing was that Big Daddy Cool did the same thing and got to fight The Undertaker at WrestleMania, but and have a main event match.
Well, because he was the, you know, he was higher on the card, right?
Well, he was on the card, but I think it's safe to say that Razor Ramon was higher.
And I don't know.
And that was he took 36.
Not 34. Like the rest
actual reason that what they did is they Tully Blanchard him, in that he was on his way out, and magically he failed a drug test and was suspended for 30 days.
But it was really because, yeah.
And that was actually taking him out of the...
So it turned into the Hollywood backlot brawl between Goldust and Piper that really felt tacked off.
I remember because it took him out of the WWF Tag Team title tournament. Mm-hmm. That was leading to WrestleMania, the WrestleMania free-for-all, where the Body Donnas beat the Godwins in the final, but it's supposed to be Razor and Savio Vega as a team, and then Razor got suspended, so the byproduct of that was Savio Vega having to team up with the Ringmaster.
Yeah, that's right,
and
which
that
set them...
sparked their thing to go for the next, 6 months or whatever they did.
If longer, probably, I think.
Well, that would have been January, right, with the tide that tournament, the opening rounds, and then you went to Good Friends Better, or you went to Beware of Dog 2 with the Caribbean Stramash.
Yeah, but at that point he had turned to Stone Cold.
Well, at WrestleMania, he had changed his name to Stone Cold. He had the match. Then in
that's
the
right,
thing,
Savio Vega wins the strap match, and then he beats him at Mania.
Well, the strap, it was...
Austin won at Mania.
It was Austin won at Mania, and then they were going to have just a straight-up rematch at In Your House, Beware of Dog. Then the lights went out. They changed it on Raw to a strap match, whereas if Savio Vega won, then the Million Dollar Man would leave the WWF because he went
leaving.
To WCW.
He was going to WCW.
Yes, Billionaire Ted, right? So then he. So then you had that, and then the next.
We're never going to get to actual fucking.
Fine. Money. The next pay per view was the King of the Ring.
Yes.
Right, where Austin beat Savio Vega in a qualifying
because
match
of the curtain call, because Triple H was scheduled to win it, and instead
because Razor and Diesel were leaving to get back to
and
this,
he was punished then for because they couldn't punish Shawn again.
Yeah, that's right. What's the next one here? Shaq and Big Show. I remember talking about this quite a bit.
Yeah, this was actually a couple of years ago. I think there was something on, they had a stare down or something when Shaq was guest host.
Oh, before a SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the rumors were going to be that that he was going to, in Miami, right?
That would have been, and that was Big Show's, we were saying that was Big Show's new gimmick, because he had taken on Floyd Mayweather, and now he's going to take on Akebono. His thing was to take on, kind of stars from elsewhere.
Yeah.
So.
And he didn't.
No, well, not here he did.
No.
He took on a couple, though.
Well, yes, but not here. This match never happened, obviously.
No, it's too bad, because it would have actually been huge. Like, there would have been a lot of interest in that. John Cena vs. Jay-Z and Fabulous in the back room.
In a battle rap at the WrestleMania 19...
Well...
Pre-show.
You'll recall, because John Cena was pretty over at the time and was not on WrestleMania.
Yes.
And so, that actually makes sense as to why he wasn't on. I hadn't actually heard that before, but it makes sense.
Well, what it was is that Fabulous was supposed to be there, and he canceled the day of the event. Really? So it wasn't out of emergency reasons. He just chose to go to another function. I think he chose to go to spring break instead.
Okay.
So then they teed off on a cardboard cutout of him. So it showed you how great wrestling was back then.
Yeah, no shit, though.
Yeah.
Well, it was in Seattle. That's why.
That's why
he didn't show up and why the event didn't draw.
That's it.
That's right. This was one, actually, they had set up again, also a team that split.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think the big idea, I had
this. Kane versus X-Pac.
This is Sean Waltman's recollection. I had this big idea where Kane and I would have a barbed wire cage match with big explosives. They weren't really feeling it.
Yeah.
One day they tried to do
something.
Foley had
tried to get that done too at one point.
Yeah.
Exploding ring match.
Yeah, it was like.
Have you ever seen that? You know, there's only a few out there, like in Japan. There's one with Terry Funk and.
Yeah.
It's quite a spectacle, and it works, but you can only do it once, pretty much ever.
Yeah.
Here's another one, yeah.
Yeah, Vader and Mankind at WrestleMania 13. It was funny, they were supposed to have a match together, and then they ended up teaming against Davey Boy and Owen.
Yeah. And what was the best part of that?
Oh, well, yeah, that was obviously the interview at the beginning by Jim Ross, when he's asking who's the captain. Right. Who's the captain? I'm the captain. Leave us alone.
Coming fresh off of winning his second Slammy, and coming out with remember, we were watching that at your house. That's the first WrestleMania we watched together.
That's
last
right.
time we saw each other for almost 10 years. It was good times.
Yes,
and that's the best 10 years ever.
The golden
it was like
era.
8 years actually.
The golden era.
But just lost.
But I believe the second thing I said to you was, "You still owe my dad money for WrestleMania."
No, actually, I think that was the first. I said it to you. I'm like, "I owe you $20 for WrestleMania." You're like, "Well, that's okay. My dad actually paid."
Yeah, that's right. Because it was.
Because I walked into your work.
That's right.
Because your work, of course, the financial institute. I went in for some financial advice, and
instead, you got me.
Instead, I got you. I walk in.
I think the first thing I said to you
I remember the first. You said, because we'd met, we worked at Domino's. The first thing you said was, "We've come a long way from Domino's Pizza, huh?"
Yeah.
And I looked at you and said, "I owe your dad $20 for WrestleMania 13.
Yeah. And then I said, "Have you seen Carlito's new shirt?"
Well, actually, no.
Because it said spit or swallow with the apple on it.
Actually, the thing is, as we're sitting there, like I said, we hadn't seen each other in years. Because we worked together for, like, I don't know, not long.
No.
Like 6 months, 4 months. I don't know what
it was. I think maybe about a year, maybe 8 months.
8 months. I don't know how long it was. And we, some reason, we didn't think we would, but I got sick of the job. And I got a really bad attitude. Got fired in one of the funniest firings ever.
Yeah.
I won't get into it. But, yeah, so we just somehow lost track, which was weird. And
yeah.
And I don't know how. And then I just walk into your work, and you said that. But then you went back, and the funny part is, you sat there, and you tried to do your job and give me advice, and then every now and then, you'd be like, and you do this, like the IRS does, and you were just throwing, and then you start throwing in, like, these rustling comments, and I just kept talking to you, and what the hell? And then the best part, then you started throwing in current wrestling stuff to see if I was still following the product, because you didn't want to just say, "So are you still watching wrestling?" Because most people say, "Fuck no," especially at that point.
Yeah.
But you said something about this will be, and you'll go, "This will go over like John Cena." And I'm like, "I hate that fucking guy."
Yeah.
And that was it. It was
awesome. I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
And you were like, "Well, he used to be good. What went wrong, man? He was good during the Thuganomics." And then next thing you know, we didn't do any fucking...
No.
we're way off topic. We didn't do any goddamn...
Anything what you came in for. It was just like...
Yeah. And we were fantasy booking at that point. We're doing all this shit. And next thing I know, like 2 days later, you phoned me up.
Yeah.
Because I worked at home at the time. You phoned me up and you just start talking wrestling. I'm like, "Don't you have work to do?" You're like, "Well, I booked an appointment in this spot just so I could talk wrestling."
Yeah, that's right.
And then you started doing that 2-3 days a week calling me. And then you went, "Let's just go for beers and talk wrestling."
Yeah.
And fucking, and I think like that first night, that's like the 2 weeks after we'd met again.
Yeah.
We were like, "You know, we should do a show like this."
Yeah.
And then I think 4 years later, we got our asses around to 5 years later.
4 years later, then finally we're sitting and I forget what pay-per-view we were watching, and we're like,
because I think we said it every single time we got together. You know, we should really do a show.
It was on the
just
way.
Just like now, we say it every time we're together. We should always record.
We should always record. But it was on the way to doing. It was on the road to the first Cena Rock, right? I mean, because that's when
we started to do our show,
and it was like right before Mania. It was like a month of, because the first show was like February 28th of whatever year that is, 2011 or
whatever.
Right? And it's
that's right, because you were like, if the Rock doesn't show up, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm like, yeah, bullshit. And then The Rock shows up, and I'm like, I don't even care. No, you gotta watch this.
Yeah, yeah, this was great. I'm like, now we need to do a show.
And then I'm like, all right, I'll figure it out. And then, amazingly, not knowing how to even, like, plug in a microphone, we managed to get the first few shows up. First show, and we've gone, this is the origin, the secret origin. You guys are getting, like, the secret origin of We Talk Wrestling here. Out of the blue. But the first show, we recorded actually like 3 or 4 shows because we were keeping them short at the time, like 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were drinking because I was like, are we going to be allowed to curse on this show? And you go, fuck yeah. And then you go, and I'm going to be drinking. And did you ever? And by show 2, you were fucking loaded. I was a little tipsy.
Yeah.
But I got a little more body weight than you. Yeah. So I
a little bit.
Could handle my liquor a little better. And you were just hammered. And by show 3 and 4, still recorded that same day.
Oh, we were, And pretty much...
And that kept for going for a while. Until at one point, we lost an entire show because you were drunk. And I was like, okay, you can't keep doing this.
Yes. That's right.
First, we lost a segment that was one of the best segments ever. Because you kept on saying things that... We couldn't put on the air, and that's us.
Yeah.
That's us. Because you were drunk.
Yeah.
We were playing a game where it was say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Yes.
It's
horrible to play when I'm drunk.
It was some very offensive stuff that came out about certain guys.
For us.
And then, this is us. And then we lost another show completely because you were drunk. And then you were in another show where you just sick afterwards because you're drunk. Like, yeah, no more drinking. And you weaned yourself off. Now, that said, WrestleMania... In the Hall of Fame?
Oh, the Hall of Fame show will be drunk. Yeah, we will.
And there's been times we've had a few drinks, and there's been times you've gotten drunk again. I don't think we ever got... I think the drunkest ever is the time we lost the show, the time we lost that segment because of you.
Yeah.
And...
The first show. I would say, like, the first 10 shows.
Go back in the archives and listen. They're pretty funny, and you can actually see... Addy has this thing you'll notice where you can tell how drunk he's getting because his voice gets higher pitched. He's like Stewie. Like, his voice gets higher pitched.
Want to have another beer?
As he goes along.
It's true. All right, let's go. Let's continue on this thing here so we can finish up and talk about WrestleMania. The WrestleMania match that never happened.
Guarantee people love that segment.
Hogan and Austin.
Yes, that never happened because Austin hates the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we're talking about maybe next year.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
That's it. That was
all right. Let's get to the Mania card.
Okay, now I farted.
Like Alex Snow?
Yeah. Let's go to WrestleMania.
That's pretty shitty of you.
Yeah, totally. Where's the thing? Here we go. Hell yeah, Stone Cold coming to WrestleMania.
There
you go. Yeah, see Stone Cold touched down New Orleans and dropped a stunning. Next time we'll be at WrestleMania 30. What does Austin have planned for the show of shows? So that's
wait,
it.
Slow down for a second there. Go back to that. I need to see something. Scroll. Did you see what
I think I saw what you saw. Let's go there.
Let's go. Scroll down.
This it?
No. Scroll down. Yeah, I need the picture below that one there. Oh, Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
Stefani.
All right. Let's go to the matches.
Let's do it.
All right, and we'll give our predictions here as well. Let's
not start at the main event.
No, I don't know why this is... Well, I know why they're doing it, but...
Yeah, no, let's start at the opening.
The Vicky Guerrero Divas Championship Invitational.
So, first off, I'm pretty sure that the show will be opened by... do you think it'll be opened by the Battle Royal? The opening match is the four-way tag team match. Where there's no reason to think the Usos won't retain.
They have to retain,
I think, it seems likely that's where Cesaro is going to split and turn babyface.
Yeah.
I still say they turn the team babyface, all three members.
Yeah.
Including Zeb Coulter and Jack Swagger, and let them be babyfaces for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the team together. But, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Cesaro... costing, them or something with him and Swagger, or, he'll get blamed and the Usos will retain. And it'll probably be a very good match because these tend to be. Like, it has a bunch of good workers. How long do you think they'll get? They'll be on the network.
What, the 8-man?
Yeah.
Oh, I still think they'll get 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably 15. It'll probably be a really strong, tight 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Won't be in front of a full crowd yet. Won't have filed into the stadium.
Never know.
But historically, we reasonably.
Though, yeah.
So that will probably be. But yeah, I mean that's the way I see it going down. What are you thinking? What are you expecting?
Yeah, I expect the Usos to win. I think. I would hope that Cesaro. It'll
probably lead to the actual turn the next night on Raw.
That's what I was thinking. The dissension to lead to the turn. I would even think that Cesaro maybe with a miscommunication gets pinned.
It's possible.
And then they can. Blame
I would think it's more likely
night.
He causes Swagger to get pinned. Because if he does something, I think it's more likely.
They knock into him and Swagger, gets pinned, and then they say, "Okay, yeah, I could."
Because you accidentally hit me.
Well,
or
usually
whatever.
You pin. Usually you beat the guy when he's turning, though. So, like WWE, they'll beat the guy because he's turning.
I've seen it both ways.
So,
I've seen it both ways.
But yeah, so but I would see the Usos and then who gives a fuck about Ryback Axel?
Yeah. Although that's one thing, though. I mean,
Ryback Axel.
This year there used to be a tradition. And they've gotten away from the last two or three years. But used to be the tradition. Let's get everybody on the card. And this year, with the network coming, it's almost like they're saying, let's get everybody on the card. One last chance to get everybody a big payday. Because we don't know how the pay structure is going to work in the future.
Yeah.
And so they've done a good job of that this year. And I'm glad they've done that. Because, I mean, especially when they lost the Money in the Bank match, which was able to get, at the end, 57 people in it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
But they had trouble fitting. Like the last couple of years, we've seen guys like Kofi Kingston and Christian and guys that deserve to have a WrestleMania match, not there. And so, I mean, they've done a great job of that this year, and I appreciate that.
But yeah,
I hope they do continue.
Well, quite frankly, you got all 14 divas on, and you've got 30. You know, your mid card guys,
And these four guys in this, like, they are getting everybody in there.
Yeah,
pretty much, except for Tyson Kidd. So almost everybody really is, and I appreciate that.
Well, there's three mystery spots.
Yeah, probably Rusev.
Tyson Kidd.
No.
Oh. Rusev, RVD.
Probably. And there was one other guy that we had mentioned that we... I can't remember who now. But
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No.
Matt Hardy.
No.
Papa Shango.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Los Orleans.
He needs to be in a backstage vignette.
Yeah.
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 There was
one other guy we were talking earlier. I can't recall who, but yeah. We'll see.
JTG?
No.
Oh. Okay, Diva, Vicky Guerrero, Diva Championship Invitational. It is AJ defending against...
14 divas in the ring at once, one fall to a finish.
This was great. When they say, I hear you've got a big announcement, and Vicky goes, hey, I do, sure do. It's going to be a one fall match. And then Michael Cole has to go, so you're saying all the divas are going to be in the ring at the same time? Yes.
So bad.
Totally botched it, but
everything went bad.
I mean, I'm looking.
This match is going to be awful.
But you know what?
You're going to have 14 women.
Thank God, Rosa Mendez is getting a WrestleMania payday.
Like I say, they're giving it to everybody.
Yeah.
Do you think that this goes more than 5 minutes though? Like even with 14 women in there.
Well, what I'm wondering is, do you think that Rosa Mendez will actually get in the ring with Tamina, thinking that Tamina reminds her so much of Jackson Andrews?
Could be. It's interesting.
Who do you think wins?
Well, I don't know who wins, because you have all the people in there. I do know AJ loses it.
Yeah.
I have no idea who wins. I mean, it could be either one of the... It's going to probably be one of the other people that's on the...
one of the Total Divas.
Total Divas. So, I mean, either one of the Bellas or either one of the Funkadactyls are the likely, you know, most likely duos.
I'm thinking...
That's Summer Rae. Like, can't you come up with a better way for her to get the win over Natalya than that? Awful. Hey, I'm going to kick you, and it's going to look like it's about as hard as if I was hitting you with a Nerf ball.
And I thought, okay, that's just a shitty kick. But then it was the finish.
I know. Like, you can't come up with something better. And she's the heel. Have her pull the tights or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, do something. Or if you're going to get her over clean, at least have it be, like, somewhat a screw-up and a bit... Like, this was just weak. It was just awful.
As soon as
nobody bought it.
As soon as I heard Summer Rae come out with her new music,
yeah,
I thought, enjoy NXT, Fandango.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, he's B plus. Could be an A.
Good talented kid.
Yeah,
yeah. Not like Scott Steiner.
No.
Although he's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, all of them. And you know what? I think the Steiner brothers probably as a team go in at some point.
That's true. That's true. I would go with, personally, I would go with Brie Bella. Because you have the wedding coming up being filmed for Total Divas and both champions together get married.
Could be.
That's what I would say. I could see them going with Nikki Bella, though. But I do think it's one of the Bellas that wins this. Not that it really matters.
Not that it really matters, no. It's just they're going to get it off AJ.
Yeah. Speaking of CM Punk.
And, yeah, three spots because it was one. We added somebody. Somebody I didn't know where he was. I was worried about the kid. There he's there. Brad Maddox.
Right. The Maddox. You know,
has used his power to get himself in. I imagine he's probably using his power as Booker, his power as GM there of Raw to get the 30th spot in the Rumble.
Yeah, I think
Pick
so.
Pick 30.
Yeah. I think, I still think he needs to have his nickname be the Mad Ox. Brad Mad Ox.
And Ox Baker can be his manager?
There you go. Mm-hmm. So we got the Rhodes Boys.
Or Mantar.
Mantar is a way better choice. Moo. So here we go. We got the Rhodes Brothers, we got Sheamus, we got Sin Cara, Christian, Santino, Brodus, which will be interesting to see.
Is he? Is he supposed to be in there?
Brodus is in there.
Interesting, yeah.
Fandango, Kofi, R-Truth, Zack Ryder, Darren Young, Ziggler, Miz, all three members of 3MB, Mark Henry, Maddox, Justin Gabriel makes this, Sandow, Titus, the Great Khali, Alberto Del Rio, Big Show, and Big E Langston, as well as Rey Mysterio, speaking of people who used to matter, and then the three mystery spots. Mm-hmm. But Rey Mysterio's contract's up at the end of May.
Yeah.
And they're trying to work out some sort of limited date deal with him. But, I mean, quite frankly, he's had a limited date deal for, like, the last 2 years, I think.
Well, he's been limited. It's a bit different. It's not,
yeah.
I think the final four has a good... I think, obviously, Langston, Big Show, Del Rio, and Sheamus could... those could be your final four. Who knows? One of the special... entrance, like you say, Rusev is somebody who, if they want to strength and rock it to him. Ziggler, somebody.
No.
The thing is...
It will be Sheamus.
Well, in the final four, you're saying.
No, I think it win. I'm basing that off of their rankings list that we talked about a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Big Show isn't winning. Because they set it up too much so he is.
Yes.
Like I say, it's not... I wouldn't say it's impossible. Like, it is possible because could be a reward for loyalty to the company for all this time and just kind of cement his legacy.
Well, much like Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 2 at the time, right?
Yeah.
But I think, I'm looking at this, and I think Sheamus is going to win out of those guys myself.
I'd say he's definitely the heavy favorite, like I say. I mean, Mark Henry, Big Show was the heavy favorite. Big Show is the heavy favorite. But, Sheamus is among the top favorites, obviously.
Yeah.
Like I say, Mark Henry could come towards the end, too. So, I mean, I don't know. It's. I wonder how long this goes with 30 men. It probably needs to go about 20 minutes.
Well, I think...
The thing about Ziggler is I really believe he's going to be probably third or fourth most popular guy in the whole show.
Who?
Like, Ziggler.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's going to be almost like him, like Daniel Bryan at the Royal Rumble. Like, he's going to be, when he's eliminated, the crowd will boo and whatever. Like, they'll cheer everything for him. He'll be their guy. I suspect the crowd will be heavy behind Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, I think so. I would, I'm looking at
which
these.
Which is bringing me to a point I'll make again later.
Okay. I'm looking at these here, and I've seen Ziggler as the favorite. Let's go.
Sheamus is the favorite.
Yeah. No, but I had Ziggler, the crowd favorite. So we got the Shield against the New Age Outlaws and Kane with the airbrushed abdominal muscles in this picture.
No, actually, he's looking pretty good right now. He is, and I think that might be a legit picture. Maybe not. Can't tell.
No, I don't think that is.
He's pretty jacked up right now. Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that the Shield wins if they're going to continue as a team and be babyfaces. The Shield loses if they're splitting them up now or even setting up a split for Raw or down the road.
Yeah.
I don't think you split them at the same time as Cesaro. So when we see what happens with Cesaro, I think we'll have a better idea what's happening here.
Yeah.
But it could be leading to a split again months down the road, or if they do the right thing, they keep them together. I say you keep them together. Doesn't hurt. You can have Reigns as world champion, the other two as champions in other ways in a team for a decade. We've seen it before. We saw it with the Horsemen. You see it with the Freebirds. You've seen it. It can work. You keep them together. I mean, I would love these guys if they never split for their whole career.
Right, and I don't think the time is now. And I don't think
it's definitely the time.
I'm watching that promo, and as I said, I'm looking and thinking that they're solidified together as a babyface team, and I think that they're really
again
they're
baby,
doing one
the
of two
baby
things.
Babyfacing could be a swerve.
They're laying it on thick,
yeah.
Maybe right.
Yeah, so they're setting up just Reigns, but again, I don't think you can certainly have Reigns as your world champion and still have him be part of this team as a babyface
or
heel, and it can work down the road, right? But yeah, the Hounds of Justice and all this stuff fighting against Injustice as babyfaces, and they're so good in the ring. They have such good chemistry. They got everything. They got presence. They got the wrestling. They got talking. And everybody brings a little something different. Just keep them together.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, I think that the Shield goes over, obviously.
Again, it depends on what they're doing with them. I can't say that for sure. You would think so, but I can't say that for sure. But I hope they go over.
Yeah. Mr. Bray Wyatt and John Cena. Great spot on the go-home Raw.
I liked it,
with Cena in the sheep mask there, joining them and staring at them and then
now,
beating the crap out of them.
What do you think is the crowd reaction here? Because Bray Wyatt's actually such a good heel and such a good promo. The people cheer him when he comes out and cheer him when he first comes on.
Yeah.
And he gets them booing by the end. And he manages to turn the crowd.
Not against John Cena.
He has been, though, in the promos and whatever. He has been managing to turn them most of the time.
Well, and John Cena had that great promo right after there where he got the crowd going.
Yeah.
But I think you're in a Mania crowd.
I think it's going to be, 80-90% Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to be heavy Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
This is an indoor stadium, isn't it? So it'll be
louder.
It'll be easier to hear the crowd reaction than those outdoor stadiums where it kind of gets lost a little, the sound.
It is indoors. Well, they don't get any water in New Orleans, do they?
Too soon.
No.
You're right. I think it's going to be heavy there. I've been saying that Bray Wyatt should win.
Yes.
The way they've set this up for John Cena is if he loses, he's a loser.
Yeah.
Like, his whole legacy goes down. But I still think he can lose this. I suspect he's going to win.
I think he'll win, yeah. I think so.
I think the way they booked it and set it up, he'll win. But the right move is for Bray Wyatt to go over clean.
Yes, I agree. But I agree with both of those. I think Bray should win. I think Cena will win.
And also because I think they're going to do Cena and Bryan quicker than the Bray and want Bryan. That's another reason.
Yeah.
That I suspect that they'll go.
Do you do Bryan Cena 2 at SummerSlam? Or do you do it sooner than that?
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah. Let's look at Undertaker and Bork Lesnar.
Bork?
Sure.
Dork.
Dork. Well, he sure has been in this build.
But
he got the F5. He got the F5.
And what I liked about that was, I mean, yes, Heyman, you know, distracted Taker for a second. Taker still came back, was on him, was hitting him.
Yeah.
He reversed it, hit him once with one huge clothesline. So, I mean, it was almost clean the way he got that on him. Because, yes, Heyman distracted him, but it didn't mean Brock was still the one who got hit first, right?
Yeah.
Taker was still first to the punch.
Not right, exactly. It wasn't
and then
right away.
Still Lesnar managed to survive that, come back with the clothesline, then the great F5. There's a lot of problems with this match, though.
Well, there is, but it's not how I would have done it. It's not how I know even Undertaker wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But the fact is that this is, it's still a match. It's still the streak. I mean, I look at
that
it like...
It could be one of the most over matches of the night.
Well,
definitely. The crowd reaction
exactly.
would be great in that night because he's the Taker. But
the build has sucked, no doubt. This is one of the years where I haven't really noticed it as much because I'm not... When you have Bray Wyatt and John Cena, which I've liked, you've got the triple threat, and then the Daniel Bryan story, which mm-hmm. which I've liked. This Undertaker match, I'm looking forward to the match, but the build, like, because the build sucked, I wasn't relying on that build as much as I have in the past with Undertaker matches to bring me, sell me, like, what's going to sell me on Mania when the titles meant nothing? It's the streak, right?
Yeah.
So, but this year, they've pushed the other two more, than I'm looking forward to them. So, I'm not relying so much on the build for this, so it hasn't affected me as much. That said, it sucked.
It's been poor. But it's not just this. I mean, this gets back to... Didn't you get a question about this that kind of relates to this?
Well, we could... Yeah. Well, I don't know if it completely relates to this, but we can ask our Twitter question from Odog.
No, didn't you have one from...
Oh, yes, I did. I had one from... sorry, that's... the other question that I got was from the... was it the Humpster?
The Humpster, that's the one.
And asked, you know, if we could look at the booking of Brock since he's come back, and has his overall booking hurt this match? Not even the build to this match, but has Brock's prior booking hurt his match against The Undertaker?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that, like I say, there's a lot of problems with this, and they haven't kept Brock Lesnar. Like, I'm pretty sure he's not going to be on Extreme Rules this year because he did the Royal Rumble spot.
Right.
Although
it is the new deal, right? Like, WrestleMania is when it starts his new deal. So he's the day after WrestleMania really starting, like, the second year of his
career. I don't think so, but I don't know.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I just don't think he'll be on Extreme Rules.
But, oh, yeah. Well, he has been, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he also didn't have the Royal Rumble appearance in the past, right?
Right. Unless that new deal was for, like, one more appearance.
Who knows? Yeah, possible. Yeah, there was a video, again, we go back to this WrestleMania Today. They mm-hmm. had an unbelievably great video for this match.
Yes.
And it was mainly Heyman.
Yeah.
And it sold this match. It sold it to people that have already ordered it because they're watching the network.
Exactly.
And it'll probably be on SmackDown, but... it's too bad.
Sleep, conquer, destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that was... but I do think, I mean, when you go back and you look at Lesnar's bookings, I mean, we've looked at it quite a bit where he's, you know, when he came in, we thought, he ultimately should, now that he's done this, he ultimately should fight John Cena next year at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or next year, but, you know, fight Randy Orton first. Right? I don't remember who we had, Punk or somebody.
I think I said Punk, and you didn't want Punk because you thought
he'd
be small.
Somebody else,
and
we can say Big Show or something like
that.
Yeah,
it was like Big Show.
Mark Henry.
I think it was Mark Henry. Oh, yeah, because I said Punk, and you said, well, I think they're just going to look too odd together. And then they eventually did them. They had a good match. They had good promos, good build. And people didn't buy that match. And the business says that match wasn't, people weren't really into it when Lesnar actually took on Punk, and I do think it came back to the size.
I think it came back to the size, but I think it came back to the size of Hunter's penis.
Well, that was part of it, too.
It was small, and the fact is that Hunter had to beat Brock in Mania last year by, you know,
yeah,
with the help of a Kimura.
Yeah, actually, and it's true. He lost two out of the three matches to Brock, so he can say, well, I put him over. But the truth is, the match with the most eyeballs that most people saw, you won, and you're a mid-40s part-timer.
Yeah.
And it didn't do anything for you, you know. And it obviously hurt Brock. And like I say, I understood at the time why Cena went over, because they didn't trust Brock. So they didn't know if he was going to stick around. They didn't know he'd still be here 2-3 years later.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
At the time, so they wanted the big star, who was their guy, to get the rub from him, just in case.
Yeah.
At the time, I didn't like it, but I understood it.
Yes,
and now I still don't like it,
but I understand it.
I still understand it, but boy, I wish they hadn't done it now.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, then I was like, eh, I wish, it, you know,
and
I
you
understand th- it, I wouldn't have done it. But,
and you think,
but now you're like, oh, fuck, if they hadn't done that, then he'd be so much stronger.
And think...
He shouldn't have lost a single match yet.
But think...
That's the thing. He should not have... He should have had 5 matches against 5 or 6 different opponents.
Yeah.
At this point. Like, you know, 5 or 6. Like you say, Randy Orton... Mark Henry, because he's had 5 matches, right? 6? He's had 6 matches.
Oh, he's had the Cena match?
Yeah, this will be his 7th match.
He had Hunter,
yeah.
Punk, Show.
Yeah. That's it.
Was that it?
Yeah, because Show was at Royal Rumble, right?
That's right.
He's had six matches. At this point, it should have been Cena, and he beat him. Should have been Big Show, and he beat him. Should have been Mark Henry, he beats him. Should have been Randy Orton, he beats him.
Yeah.
Could have been a rematch then, or could have been Triple H then, and he beats him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's taking on The Undertaker. And yes. Can you imagine how the anticipation... Because one of the things I've noticed in the last few years, yes, people are into Undertaker, and yes, they're cheering him over Shawn, but it's like 60-40. It's like 60-40 over Triple H. You know, Edge had some people cheering for him. Punk last year was 50-50, maybe even 60-40 Punk. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And we're getting to that point where I think people actually want to see the streak broken just because they think it can't happen. And just because they want to be there to see it. They want to see history, whether it's on pay-per-view and especially live. They want to be the ones to see it.
And I think the feeling now, too, is it for a lot of
but
people...
people don't believe that this is the guy who should do it. Therefore, they don't think that this is the guy who will do it. Therefore, they're not into it. Yeah. They thought there's a... Everybody thought Punk's probably not going to win. But if you're going to pick somebody, Punk might be the guy you pick. So maybe there's a chance, and let's cheer for it. It might happen.
Yeah.
Whereas everybody's going, well, we know where Brock Lesnar's not the guy. He's just not the right guy to break the streak.
I think...
So, and where it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
It should be, though, he's been destroying everybody, so everybody believes it.
Yeah, and that's why you put... And that's why I put Cena and Taker in a Mania match in the next couple of years, because I think that... Yes,
and if you are putting Cena and Taker in, then Bray Wyatt. But again, if Bray Wyatt wins this one, then him against Taker means more, too. Right.
Oh yeah.
So if you want to have Cena win and just beat everybody again to lead into Taker for the next year or so, that's fine.
I don't even think it matters now. I think that Cena's got that aura about him that you could do it, and if you'll have enough doubting in people's minds that it would.
Yeah, this might be the guy they do it with.
Yeah.
And I still think they should do it, like I say. I think it's more valuable.
But I think Hunter, I mean, to answer the question by the Humpster, I think the
people believe maybe Shawn could
when
win.
When he's at six, when
believe maybe Hunter could win because he has a small penis.
Yes. But speaking of the small penis, when Brock Lesnar has had six matches and three of them are against Triple H, there is, shockingly, he's less over. Right?
Yeah, well, and he's, I think he's 3-3. Because I think he lost by disqualification to Show, didn't he?
I don't remember. No, he beat him. He beat him.
Did he? Are you sure?
I think he beat him, and then he beat the shit out of him with the chair.
If he did beat him, it was with the chair. I think he actually lost by look it up. I'm serious.
But then he could be...
Royal Rumble. I'll Google it right now on my phone. You go ahead and sing Jive Soul Brawl.
What?
No, you know, look it up. Look it up.
I am looking it up.
Well, I'll sing Jive Soul Brawl. No, I still want you to sing Jive Soul Brawl. This is the part... We now take this moment for a musical interlude. Just Wikipedia. Google it.
What? I'm just right here. Brock Lesnar defeats the Big Show. I'm on fucking WWE.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He did, yeah. But he still used the chair to do it.
This is true. Wasn't it? No.
So he's 4-2. He's 4-2. And yet he's not a strong 4-2.
Is he 4-2?
Yeah. He beat Punk. Beat
Show, and he beat Hunter twice. Yeah. That's right. Okay, but yeah, I mean, so, but the fact that we had to think of it here, we're just getting exclusive preview of the Andre the Giant statue.
Doesn't look like bronze to me.
Maybe it's bronze plated.
Maybe that is, yeah, and it also doesn't look 30 feet tall.
That one does.
Yeah,
there's the real trophy right there.
Yeah, yeah, real life size. That's pretty awesome, actually.
That is.
And he's even on a crate so to make him taller. So it really is.
So it's size. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
Anyways, it's too bad they should actually have him with the big hair instead of with the small haircut, because most of his career he had the big.
I know, but the way that they do it, I mean, even the picture that's been done, right, is the classic Andre heel, right?
I suppose. But I think the other. Is the more classic. When I think of it, I actually think of the afro hair. So, okay, so let's move on.
All right. The Yes Movement against the Wee Penis Movement.
Reality check. Yeah, I mean, Daniel Bryan wins.
Yeah. And a great build. A great go home. Great last couple weeks.
But it is the right thing, keeping Daniel Bryan off the air the prior week.
Yeah, great last 3 weeks, I thought.
And then you know, yeah. I mean, the thing is, I had a little problem with, they had a commercial saying, tomorrow night, SmackDown, Friday night, Daniel Bryan takes on Kane. And, of course, that was being taped, I think, the same night as this. And then Stephanie comes out there and goes, he's already made his way to New Orleans. And I'm like, well, no, he's Friday live. He'll be there.
Yeah.
On SmackDown, you know. And so I had a little problem with that. But, yeah, when he showed up there, the crowd went nuts at the end of Raw. The build has been strong. Triple H is a strong heel character right now. Stephanie's a stronger heel character, and she's going to be in his corner, obviously.
Yeah.
And Daniel Bryan, people love him.
And this will be Stephanie's first WrestleMania appearance since WrestleMania 18 when she was in Jericho's corner.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, 12 years, which is actually kind of amazing when you think about it with the way that...
Is that true?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
I know, but it is.
Are you sure?
No. When would she been involved? She didn't. She wasn't at.
There was a McMahon in every corner.
That was 16, though. That was
16. Yeah.
And then you had 20. She wasn't around. 21. She wasn't around. She was. She wasn't around when she was the SmackDown general manager or whatever. They kind of given that a rest at that point. Or maybe she wasn't even SmackDown general manager at that point. She may have been gone already. But then they had, the only other one where it could have been a possibility was when it was, Orton and his seventh wife, and Hunter there. But she wasn't involved in that. She wasn't in that, didn't make an appearance there either. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess when she was DDT'd by Orton, you mean?
Yeah, in that build up and he kissed her.
Was she not there that night?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I guess she did have the backstage. If she hasn't been in front of the crowd, she did the backstage when Vince went, God, you don't like me and I don't like you. When it was Vince and Shawn.
That's right, yeah.
So, Stephanie was with all the McMahons in the back for the McMahon prayer.
Yeah. I think she might have been backstage also in the Orton one.
It could be, too. Yeah. But in front of the crowd.
I suppose, yeah.
This would be her thing. So, but I mean, yeah, they're both great characters. They're both building at the right time. The story is right. Again, it's just one of those. It's one of those things that obviously Daniel Bryan's gonna win, right?
Yeah. So the question is, will the yes chance be bigger or smaller than? And there is a chance, by the way, bigger or smaller in the main event or in that match. There is a chance that match could open. By the way.
Yes, exactly.
This will close is the three-way, right?
And if you exactly, the main event is going to be the World Wrestling Federation Championship for the first time in God knows how long.
No,
it's going to be
last year.
Hmm?
The Rock last year.
Oh, that was the most important. Wow, that's even more impressive. 2 years in a row. Really?
I bet this is the undisputed WWE
World Federation Championship.
World Wrestling Entertainment Heavyweight Championship.
The undisputed World Wrestling Federation Championship is won by Randy Savage at WrestleMania 4. You think they'll have Robin Leach here?
That would rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he could be the spare man we were talking about in the Battle Royal.
He could be in the Battle Royal. You know who else should be in the Battle Royal? Bob Uecker.
Fuck!
Bob Uecker.
Fucking Bob Uecker.
Fucking Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
But yes, so
speaking of which, let's do the Triple H...
nose joke?
Yeah.
Of the week, 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 smoking is week, 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 week.
Should we do this like, I feel like since this is a question again, should we do this like I'll be Johnny Carson doing Kreskin and you can be Ed McMahon?
Hi-yo!
My Johnny Carson sounds a lot like my Norm MacDonald, by the way.
I was going to say.
Damn.
Well, that is wild.
What did... Well, that's... Yeah. What did... what did the Mexicals say to Triple H when they met him?
What did the Mexicals say to Triple H when they met him?
May a yak mistake your penis for a peanut.
Ha ha ha! Hi-oh! Correct, sir!
What did the Mexicals say to Triple H when they met him?
What did the Mexicals say when they met him? opening the envelope, oh great one.
Hey, who mows your nose hairs?
Essay? Hi-oh! Who mows your nose hairs?
And that was...
the Triple H nose joke of the week, 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 hi-oh!
Oh! I never realized until
now...
That Ed McMahon stole his act from Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well, you know, that's because you know where Ed McMahon is from, don't you? The USA!
There you go. We don't rehearse, by the way, folks.
You don't say.
If that was awful.
You don't say. Hey, did I tell you about how we got an email from our good friend? Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Twin Blady?
No, I don't think so.
He was talking and thanking us for answering the question about the WWE Dream
Team. I actually do think we brought this up, but I don't think we mentioned what the question is. In the promo show, I think we mentioned.
Oh, yes, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we said what he asked. Did he ask a new question?
No, he just said, I liked Addy's team better. That's why I was bringing it up.
Okay. I call work.
No,
it's okay. It's fucking Shane Douglas brought my team. Shane Douglas brought my team down. I'm sure of it. People don't realize what a great heel he was.
He was just lazy.
No, that was Kevin Nash.
Oh.
You won't deny it. You've seen him wrestle live.
That's true. That is true. All right. Well, should we answer one of our? Well, okay. WrestleMania. What do we need to talk about WrestleMania? What's going to come out of WrestleMania? Do you think we'll get Stink?
I think there is a chance that Sting, probably a better chance on Raw the next night.
Stink was wrong?
That Sting shows up and points the bat from the rafters at Undertaker. I think that's possible.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
We have, there's that.
And you have a year build. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to do anything else. Nope. You don't have to do a thing. Just book it and show that video over and over and over.
Does Sting have to play
and then
heel?
Show videos of their careers?
Or is it just legends?
No, it's just legends. Just like Shawn Michaels was. How fucking like Triple H was.
Or does... I have acquired a new Paul Heyman guy.
No.
No? Okay. No, then you can use him.
I mean, it could be 3 years in a row, which would be interesting, but no.
And
it actually, I think it actually, as great as Paul Heyman is, and if you do anything, you have Paul Heyman... say that he's brought him in, and you have him point
that's
the bat.
That's what I was about to go with, is that he says that, and then but
turns
then
out that he
turns out he doesn't.
So he loses to Taker, and you then know, at the end of the match, Paul Heyman comes in, and he gets over on Paul Heyman, puts him in
because of Sting's hatred and memorable disdain of the Dangerous Alliance.
But no, actually, I like this. He points the bat, you don't do anything. You have Heyman saying he's going to be there, he's going to be there. You don't see him again. He shows up, Heyman comes out, during the middle of the match, acts like he's at his side, but Sting acts the whole time like he's like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
Then Undertaker beats him. At the end of the match, Paul Heyman gets in the ring. He's acting like, what the, you asshole. And Sting puts him in the sharpshooter.
Scorpion
Deathlock. Crowd goes nuts for Sting. He has his WrestleMania moment.
He's already in the Hall of Fame.
He's already in the Hall of Fame. Or the next year, I put him in, actually.
I guess.
But yeah, I mean, you have Sting gets his WrestleMania moment. He gets over actually doing this.
Yeah.
Undertaker's still over. And Heyman's perfect use. I love it.
Yeah. That's so. Okay.
Anyways, this year.
This year. So, okay, we have Sting on Raw. Maybe RVD's going to start on Raw. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I mean, RVD means nothing. RVD means as much as
Jericho. Could Chris Jericho be the. Yeah, he means less than Jericho.
Yeah.
Could Jericho be the last surprise entrance in the Royal Rumble? The Battle Royal?
Battle Royal, I guess. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. Who gives a fuck?
Well, last year when he showed up at the Royal Rumble, that was the pop of the night.
Yes, at the Royal Rumble, that was a big pop. And it was a surprise that no one was talking about him.
And then they are talking about this, aren't they?
Well, they're talking about him, and he's saying he's not going in. And people are going, because they called everybody. And so, it's, I don't know. To me, it's like, so what is Jericho going to do? He's going to go in a battle royal that he's not winning? Who cares?
Just saying.
Chris Jericho, I don't know at this point, can really do anything to get me excited. There isn't that mid-card opponent yet right now that I say, yeah, Jericho.
Well, the thing is, sometimes he tries to work with somebody and put them over like Fandango. Yes. And then look where Fandango
No, he did not come back for Fandango. He came back for Ryback.
And actually, I thought he came back for Ziggler.
He came back for Ryback, and he changed it to Fandango. And then he tried to salvage it by finishing up with Ziggler and thinking, maybe I'll do something.
But he tried to put over Fandango. That's his, he's like, okay, well, let's put him over then. If we're going to do this, then let's make this guy a star, and then they fuck it up.
Well,
he And to tell you the truth, the act was Midgard. You know, I mean, yes. Sure, the Fandangoing was just as big as the Yes Movement.
But, of course.
Yeah, or if not bigger, a year ago.
Yes. That's right. But no, I don't see a mid-card ready-to-break-out heel right now that I would put with Jericho, so I leave Jericho out.
Okay. Are we going to talk about some of our favorite WrestleMania moments, or do you want to see the rest of the ones? Because they're doing a top 30 countdown.
They are doing a top 30 countdown of the best WrestleMania incorrectly ordered moments. That are here.
I would agree.
I have one.
I would agree with the majority of what they have in the way it is. A few of them, but not many.
Let's open the mailbag up here.
So we haven't actually talked this main event yet, unless you want to save it for the main event. The three way.
We're having a three way.
Cool.
No, it's not.
No, the triple threat match for the WWE
World Wrestling Federation Undisputed Championship. Yes, Daniel Bryan beating
Triple H to get in.
Daniel Bryan beating Batista and Randy Orton in front of what they're going to call 75,000.
Yeah, and Randy Orton takes the LaBelle lock or the Yes lock or the pin or the knee or whatever. He's the one who gets pinned. So Batista can say, "Well, you didn't beat me."
Yeah, and that can lead to Batista D. Bryan matches. Yeah.
And is that Extreme Rules in Seattle?
No, it's not. It's in Brooklyn now.
Oh, they I thought it was.
They
in
never
Seattle.
Pulled the trigger on Seattle with it. No.
Okay. Okay. Well, number one, my problem with I have a few things. I'm not really feeling this match. I'm not really feeling D. Bryan. Like that was the reason why this was actually great on Raw was. Usually the baby face, like for instance the John Cena did not get the attitude adjustment
on
Bray, which was right. But he got the moment, but that was actually to show he's ready to fight, and that was okay. And same thing, you know, I mean, Lesnar got the moment on Big Show or on what's his name, Undertaker, and that's right.
Yeah, that's right
because he needed to come in with the momentum and look dangerous.
Yeah.
And the right thing here is they want everybody to think, this is it. Daniel Bryan's going to get the title.
Yes.
By this, you're finally going to see what you've been waiting months for at the biggest show of the year. And
that's
you are.
What they need.
And that's
yes.
what they wanted to show everybody, convince everybody, and that's true.
And that's what they did.
And that's what they did. It was the right thing.
Yes.
But I'm not really feeling that. The anticipation for me for him having that belt peaked already. And so I'm not really feeling, I'm not going to be like, finally, I'm not really, like I think the build with him is good, and it would be nice to see him get the belt, but I'm not like, oh, really, I'm not dying to see Daniel Bryan as champion. And I've said this before. One of the things is he wins this. I don't see that match at Extreme Rules, and even if he do, I don't see that match I can be excited for. If it's a rematch for the three-way, if it's a rematch against Triple H, if it's a match against just Batista, against John Cena, none of these excite me, and that's part of my problem, is I don't see that guy Daniel Bryan has lined up that I'm excited to see him against. Bray Wyatt is 6 months to a year again, one time, maybe. But that's part of my problem.
I look at, I can get, again, it's going to depend on the stories, and it's going to be the unknown. When you talk about excitement, and I wonder how they feel, and I mean, they're still trying to pump up some subscriptions.
I've seen him work these guys a lot. And that's part of the problem. He wrestles so many matches.
Yeah, everybody wrestles so many matches.
But he wrestles so many and so long. And in such high-profile situations lately, that there's just Like, even him against Batista, we've seen recently, and even though it was only once,
yeah,
it's not there.
I'm okay with that. I think
it's better than him against Orton again.
It's better than Batista and Cena. It's better than Orton and Batista. It's better than Orton and Cena. It's better than Hunter and Cena. It's better than Hunter and Batista.
Because it's Daniel Bryan.
Of course, I don't even mean because it's Daniel Bryan. It's their new.
It's just not that.
It's the new top guy, and if they can take this simple yes thing that they've been able to, they're talking about Rolling Stone magazine or Rolling Stone Online, and they're talking about showing the Michigan State and the Kentucky State and the yes deal, and they're showing the soccer guy doing the yes thing, and the yes is very easy to do, and it's something that can get over and transcend to the mainstream crowd.
Yeah, I mean, you remember how big Feed Me More was.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, just like that.
We were watching that WrestleMania today, and they showed some of that. But then they also, what I commented to you is the fans that they were showing, talking about it, were kids, were families, were single guys in their 20s.
They went to people who were waiting in line at the access and asked them who they're anxious to see. Not one of them said Daniel Bryan.
I thought one guy did.
No, he didn't. Not one.
No, but they didn't ask who they were.
Yes, they did. They said, "Who are you here to see?" Somebody goes, "Randy Orton."
The one chick went Randy Orton.
Yeah, the one chick went Randy Orton. Another guy said,
"I don't think."
No, they did. They asked other people, and
I liked the guy, by the way, wearing the Berserker T-shirt.
Yeah, that was awesome. But the point is, no, I mean, I don't see the opponent lined up. That's one reason I'm not. I've just seen him work the guys who are at the top too often, and I'm sick of the matches. So that's one problem. The other thing is, and I've said this before, I don't think it's going to work. I think for 2 or 3 months, he'll have great momentum, and I think it's going to die off. I think it's a Ronnie Garvin situation. I think the whole reason he's so popular and so over is because he's the underdog who never gets his. And once he gets his, I think people will be sated, and I believe 1 year from now, if he gets the title, and even if he holds it a long time, Dolph Ziggler will be the new Daniel Bryan, and the guy the crowd is carrying to want to see in that position. But they don't really necessarily want it.
I think the best, and it's, I mean, the thing with that is that time will tell. He's going to get the belt, and it's obviously the right move, and it's a matter of
it's what a move that's doing. Inevitable the way it's gone. Like, you can't deny trying it.
Right, yeah. And here's the thing.
I just don't think it's going to work.
I got a couple points on it, is that time will tell. No one's going to know for sure. I think when you talk about how this underdogness has run its course or what have you.
I don't think it has.
When he gets the belt, though. Now he's no longer the underdog. Yeah. I think now it shifts, though, to how will they do in stacking the deck against him, because they got to put him now in believable situations where he's going to lose the title, is how he becomes the underdog in a different light. But I also look
at
the fact...
I don't think it's the same.
It isn't the same. It's different, but it could be just as good.
I don't know. That will feel like a repeat.
Well, but
that is a repeat.
The whole thing is a repeat. I mean, it's the authority against the fucking guy that they don't want as champion. It's not because he's not a corporate beer-swilling, finger-gesturing guy. It's because they think he's too small, looks like a troll. But it's the same thing, is that it's the company against the guy.
It's a slightly different, fresh spin, and that will make it... Not at all.
I don't think so. I think it's just a different spin on the same thing. The other thing I look at is, you talk about opponents not being ready. I'm sorry, I was not clamoring to watch Stone Cold Steve Austin fight Dude Love.
I was.
Yeah, I was not.
I was.
And it was just a situation where...
And then I was clamoring to see him against Kane. I thought I was excited for that. And then there was him and The Rock. I was excited for that. Yeah, man, that was great.
Well, him and The Rock was the WrestleMania thing. I mean, if you look at the actual booking of
Steve
Austin.
SummerSlam,
Highway to Hell.
There was a lot of opponents on the road for Austin. There more than there is for Daniel Bryan.
I haven't
been burned out the way Daniel Bryan's have. But like I said, I really believe that I think he'll have great momentum for a short time. And then I think people will turn to the next guy that they feel is the underdog, who's really good, who's never going to get his time and never going to get his due, and that'll be Dolph Ziggler.
I believe
Dolph Ziggler will become the next underdog Daniel Bryan.
You got to do it. I think
it's a possibility.
It's prove me wrong. It's a matter of prove me wrong.
And it's the right move to put it on him.
You're right that momentum can only carry them so far. Does the writing team suck my donkey's dick? Yes. And that's the big problem here. Is that there is I have zero confidence in this writing team to be able to take Daniel Bryan and put him in.
They got him to this position.
No, they didn't. He got himself despite in this position, and they're going with it. They're going with it, and that's the whole thing. He's going to have momentum, like you said, for the next 3-4 months. He's going to have momentum, but then it's going to turn. That momentum is going to wear off, and it's how can they now creatively put him in situations that are going to have the people clamoring to continue to see Daniel Bryan and cheer for Daniel Bryan and go yes for Daniel Bryan the way that they did before, and they don't have that ability to do it. They suck dick at what they do, and they've locked into this, just like they locked into CM Punk a few years ago, and they're totally going to
blow. It's true.
They have no ability to not blow this, and that's going to be...
It's true let's put it this way. If CM Punk doesn't walk out on the company the night after Royal Rumble, he's facing Sheamus tomorrow night. Or this Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in this match and in this position.
Right.
Like, it's not...
No. That's what I mean. They've completely lucked into this. Are they capturing the lightning in a bottle? For now, they are. But as I said, I mean, because it's not their plan, how much are they going to get behind this? How much are they going to adapt? The recent history has shown me that they're not, and they're just going to let them do what they're going to do.
I'm not even talking about recent history. I really do believe it's that the crowd loves him because he never gets that belt. Because he never does.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've seen it before. You saw it to some degree with Mick Foley. You definitely saw it with Ronnie Garvin back in the day.
Yes.
When he finally got the belt from Flair. And you saw it with other guys who finally got the belt. You saw it in ECW. Tommy Dreamer could never beat Raven. Once he beat him, he was actually less over. You know?
But by the time he beat him, it was like the year 2000 and ECW was ready to close.
Yeah, but
so I think, though, that...
I don't think it would have mattered. The whole point was he never could beat him, and that's what made him... That's what the crowd got behind. I think that's the story here. I think it's possible. I would put the belt on him because it's the right... You have to try.
Yeah, you have to.
But I really think... I think there's a strong possibility that's what made him what he is now. And that they're going to take that away. He could excel because he's so good. And he's charismatic, obviously, enough. Mm-hmm. And likable enough. He could get past that. The whole thing of you think I'm the weak link... was the start of what made people really go to the next level of loving him.
Yeah.
And so when they take that away...
I asked you while we were watching...
They say Ziggler's the guy that they're going to look at and go, he's like him.
Yeah. The WrestleMania countdown, though, is he Austin or is he Foley?
People at Royal Rumble almost reacted to Ziggler equal already.
Well...
To Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. I mean, but I did. I said, is he Austin or is he Foley?
I think he's Foley.
And that's the thing.
I think he's Foley. I do. I think he's Foley or maybe Ronnie Garvin. Or like I said, I hope I'm wrong.
He's not Ronnie Garvin.
I'm not... Ronnie Garvin's pretty goddamn good, but...
I mean, it's in terms of career with the belt and you know, longevity.
Yeah, well, Ronnie Garvin was such an utter failure, but... Yeah, but he was great as a chase. Oh, my God, was he
great. Well, he was great as a chase, but then he got it, and then he lost it, and then he was off to fight fucking Greg the Hammer Valentine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
but, yeah, I mean, I really do think... I mean, I'm cheering for... I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Lord knows I'm wrong a lot, so...
This is true. But I think
we need to get... I think we should get out of here.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Did you have one other question? I can't remember.
I did have another question. We should save it because it's very timely to the Hall of Fame.
It's timely to the Hall of Fame, and of course we've seen a few more of the countdown for WrestleMania moments. We've got
yes.
The Hall of Fame.
We're going to watch the Hall of Fame. So let's that save out. That. Well, we
drunk.
Will save your question.
There'll be some. I might take Monday off work just because we're going to watch WrestleMania, and I just...
That's true.
You know, there's a lot of shit going on. I fucking bought a house this week, and then we got all this WrestleMania. It's our big time of the season, right?
I know.
And so, you know, and...
Then our April Fool's show, we had this show.
A lot of work there. And yeah, we had two shows last week because we missed a little bit of time. And yeah, and then we'll have the WrestleMania Fallout, which could do 1 to 2 shows that week. And then we may have to take a week off to Brax.
I know.
So maybe we'll put something in the can, or maybe who knows what's going to go on.
Yeah, exactly, a promo show or something. But
or we'll watch one of those things that's out there that we wanted to watch and do a live audio,
like on the network,
something
Yes. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it. Until we'll be back on, I guess, with our post Hall of Fame show is the plan right now. So until then, in the meantime and in between
time.
Wait,
we never told everybody. We are WeTalkWrestling.com.
Oh, yeah.
We're available on Stitcher and Shoutout Radio. Is it Shoutout?
TuneIn Radio app.
My mistake. Shoutout's my different
app. So you are wrong a lot.
Yeah. Well, Shoutout's my app, the app I use for dictation, actually.
Really?
Yeah, dictation.
Yeah. Did you hear that Dixie Carter is signed on to do that new sci-fi original movie? Cunt NATO.
He's so proud of us. The thing is, sometimes I wish it was an audio, visual podcast video. Most of the time I don't because I wouldn't want you to see his face. But in that moment when he's so proud of himself for that joke, he looks at me, shakes his head a little bit like, yeah, that was cold. So anyways, the secret origin of We Talk Wrestling, you already heard. We're Addie, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Very true.
And at We Talk Wrestling
on the Twitter machine, Facebook machine is facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling/ We Talk Wrestling.
We want to hear comments. We want to hear questions. We want to hear that you hate us or love us.
iTunes, if you want to leave a comment on iTunes, subscribe us, that please. Way and do a rating that helps.
And
more
subscribe
people
to the link on the site. And subscribe to the emails on the right hand side. You never know when we'll start blogging again.
You never effing know. So that's going to do it for till Saturday. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
I don't have anything funny to say.
You never do.